Today is Wednesday, July 2nd, 2025. My name's Daniel. Welcome to The Geeky Gay. This is the show where Adam talks about his life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I think I missed part of that yesterday. I think I dropped a section. I'm sure someone can tell me. Maybe Gary will tell. I don't even know if Gary listens when I'm filling in. I know he's not a fan when Adam's mother joins our podcast. So it could be that Gary is not a fan when I'm filling in for Adam. Wednesday, hump day, middle of the week. Actually, this week is weird because Friday is a holiday. So, to those of us here in the U.S., Friday is a holiday, July 4th. So it's not it's a 4-day week. So it's really, honestly, hump day was at some point today, I guess. Or at the end of today. I guess maybe there was no hump day. I'm not sure how we play that. What was I going to say? Oh, so there was a small technical glitch this morning. Well, it's not this morning, yesterday morning, but I'm recording this on Tuesday night. So the point is, I messed up when I posted the episode and I forgot to change the link to the new file. So some of you might have gotten a repeat of Monday's show on Tuesday. If that is you, raise your hands now and I will go around and collect your papers. No, what you can do is you can just delete the episode out of your podcatcher and then re-download it and it should be the correct file. So I fixed it. The show posted at 5 a.m. I fixed it at around 7:30 a.m. So I don't know how many people got the wrong show. I'm trying to think now whether it was even worth it to listen to Tuesday's show. I feel like Notebook LM is getting a lot of attention lately. I really have no idea what to talk about this evening. So I think what I'm going to do is catch up on my favorite podcast. So let me just tune in here to my favorite podcast and catch up on it.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're embarking on, well, a truly unique exploration. We're diving into a listener's submitted sources, a collection of recent daily episodes from a show called The Fat One, also known as Big Fatty Online.
Exactly. And these aren't your typical news articles or academic papers. Not at all.
No.
What we have here is basically an audio diary.
Yeah.
It offers this fascinating, really unfiltered glimpse into someone's daily life, their thoughts, their interactions.
Yeah. Right. So our mission for this deep dive is to unpack these conversational streams. We want to move past just the surface facts and really extract the key events, maybe some surprising nuggets of information.
Ooh.
And most importantly, those deeper insights. Mm-hmm. The things that reveal the rich texture of a life that's really lived out loud, you know? Think of it like finding hidden patterns, maybe some universal human truths all nestled within this delightful flow of everyday stuff.
Are they calling Fatty old?
Fascinating here, I think.
You know, one detail that really caught me by surprise was the actual rules for transporting human remains by air. Apparently, you can take them in a carry-on bag, but Big Fatty warns against using a metal container because it sets off the mechanicals.
The mechanicals. I love that. His term for security screening.
Yeah, exactly. And you need a death certificate, of course.
Well, it's these unexpected logistical things that really underscore the weight of it all and the immense emotional toll.
Absolutely.
I mean, the sister-in-law, after all the travel, the family gatherings, she just wanted the weekend to decompress.
Which is completely understandable.
Totally. And Big Fatty acknowledged that need with real empathy, it seemed.
Okay, so moving on from those significant life events, let's dive into the equally fascinating details of Big Fatty's daily routines and some really unexpected encounters, starting with what he jokingly called a haunted story.
Yes, the library card saga. This is something so many of us can relate to, I think.
Oh,
really?
For sure.
After a whole year of his public library card just never working correctly.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
He describes these repeated, frustrating attempts to fix it. He even told the librarian, who he described with his usual colorful, sometimes unconventional humor, mentioning her gay pride stickers and wristbands.
Right.
He told her his card was haunted.
And the resolution.
Yeah.
An entirely new card and pin. But even then, at the checkout machine, it first said something went wrong.
Oh, no.
Before the librarian finally managed to scan it successfully. It's like this epic test of patience, right? Culminating in the small but mighty victory of a properly working library card.
That joy of finally beating a minor tech glitch, it's so universal.
It really is. Mm.
And this seemingly trivial library card thing, it isn't just a funny story, is it? It's kind of a testament to the universal frustration we all feel with technology's quirks and the like disproportionate joy we find in the smallest wins against it.
Yeah.
We also hear about his domestic life, getting his car Earl Grey washed.
Right. Ooh. Earl Grey.
And this really sweet act of neighborly kindness where a couple brought him a vase of flowers from their garden. He equated their kindness to a bouquet of words from his listeners, which is a lovely connection to make.
He also keeps this remarkably consistent morning ritual. Waking up after Miss Gayle King is on the air, watching her show, reading the paper, doing puzzles, Moffrey.
Moffrey, yeah. His term for breakfast.
His unique term, yeah. And engaging in what he calls nipple walking in his villa.
Which is just a humorous way to describe what, strolling around his home?
Pretty much, yeah. Leisurely strolls. His commitment to self-care also extends to his health. He emphasizes what he thinks are the three key things.
Oh.
Take care of your teeth, your feet, and your eyes.
That's advice.
And his recent eye appointment revealed only a minor prescription change, but the main reason for new glasses, he just wanted to change my palette.
Huh. A fun way of saying you wanted a new look?
Exactly. And he ordered some blue frames, joking they'll accentuate your blue hair rinse.
Oh, dear.
They're expected in about a week to 10 days.
Oh.
And he got a good deal, too, thanks to a coupon and insurance.
A coupon?
Which apparently covers new frames every other year. It's these little personal wins that seem to fuel his narratives.
Yeah. And his grocery shopping trips to the Bonzies.
Yeah.
The big name for Winn-Dixie.
The Bonzies.
They are like a master class in finding deals.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't just shop, he strategizes.
The Bonzies!
He lists specific buy one, get one free items.
Yeah.
Breyers, vanilla, no sugar added ice cream.
Oh, you're gonna read the list.
Blend, frozen veggies.
It is so
Italian
much better
salad,
when the AI
kits,
reads the list.
Cheese dip.
Yeah.
He names them all.
He spent $51.58, but saved $29.39. He's a true bargain hunter, celebrating every win. It kind of highlights how chasing value can turn a boring chore into, like, a satisfying game.
Yeah.
Beyond the shrewd shopping, we also get glimpses into his cooking.
Ooh.
Preparing cheese and crackers, Italian salad, assorted quiches.
Right. The bacon and cheddar, ham and Swiss.
None of those are cooked.
Sausage patties. He clearly enjoys his home-cooked meals.
Yes. And sometimes these cooking efforts lead to memorable adventures.
I love
like the saga of his blackberry cobbler.
Cheese and cobbler cracker. Soup.
Exactly. Due to freezing and transport, it turned into what he called cobbler soup. But he assures us it still tasted delicious.
Yeah.
Well, that's the main thing.
Even when things don't go quite as planned, there's always a good story there.
So what really brings these deep dives to life, I think, and sets Big Fatty's world apart is the vibrant, very interconnected community around him.
Huh?
You really see it in the voice letters and all the anniversary celebrations he shares.
Oh, definitely. Those voice letters are such a key element. They offer this direct, often really humorous line to his listeners.
Mm-hmm.
We hear from Randy,
affectionately
dubbed Randy in Pennsylvania, who called to clarify an alleged copyright violation involving a Kerry Goldbutter question. He even lightheartedly asked for pictures if Big Fatty violates his Northeast Straight Daddy.
Good grief.
And expressed a desire for the nickname Number 3 Crooked Randy because, quote, he's not straight. It's this kind of playful banter that really defines their rapport.
And another call came from his youngest daughter, Nessa, asking this wonderfully specific question.
Yeah.
If his long, luscious blonde hair in the movie Forrest Gump was real, given his usual buzz cut.
That's a great question. And
how
the
did,
answer.
How did he answer?
It was his real hair.
Oh.
Grown out for the 70s setting.
Wow.
Only the mutton chop sideburns were applied with spirit glue.
Wow. A fun peek into his past. And it says something about the family's closeness, too, that she'd call in with that.
Totally.
Oh, yeah.
And then
that's
Northeast Straight Daddy himself, Dan, called in to apologize to Randy.
Oh, about the butter question.
Yeah, saying he subconsciously thought the Carrie Goldbutter question was his own idea. This whole exchange, it just highlights the playful, deeply interconnected, and frankly, forgiving nature of this community.
Right, where inside jokes are like currency and little misunderstandings get smoothed over with humor.
Smooth?
Exactly. And smooth? Beyond the calls, we hear about so many anniversaries. They paint this picture of a really
so
tight-knit group. There's the very important anniversarium for Tim and James of Trash Sprinkles.
A duo known for their unique brand of humor, apparently.
Yeah.
Don't like cake, but might enjoy a brownie.
That's what he said. And also on June 27th, the celebration of exiting the birth canal for Big Fatty's eldest son, Lil Logan, who's the son of his Northeast straight fatty.
It's fascinating how these individual celebrations just weave into this larger tapestry of the community, isn't it?
It really is.
Is it, though?
We also heard about June 30th being the wedding anniversary for Alan in the Ark and Captain D in Tennessee.
In the Ark?
They got hitched.
Yeah.
2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Described as being stuck together like super glue. Oh.
And a personal one for Big Fatty himself.
Hmm.
June 30th marked 7 years since his retirement from the coal mine.
Ah, his term for his old career.
Right. And he candidly shared that he hasn't been bored, despite people predicting he would be.
Oh.
Which gives you a great insight into how he's really embraced this chapter of his life.
He talks to himself
and
all the time.
His connections bring these unexpected delights, too. Like that package from Captain D in Tennessee.
Oh, yeah, the hat and the collar.
A monk leather baseball cap.
I'd be more bored if I didn't, if I ever shut up. All right, I can't go any further. Anyway, so that's what AI thinks of Big Fatty online, or what we believe has happened this week. I'm glad. I think maybe I'll just start listening to his show this way. I'll just get weekly summaries of what Fatty's been up to. And it'll save me a lot of time, right? Anyway, I probably won't do that. We do have a text, and I am contractually obligated to read it to you, so I will do so now with my reading voice. Hey, it's Adam with my Scottish phone number. I don't see the phone number. Like, it doesn't show up in the column, so I guess it's a Scottish phone number. You know what? Maybe. And there's no date and time on this. I wonder if he just went into Google Drive and just wrote in the spreadsheet. I'm back to his message now. We're having a great time. Had a good Loch Ness boat ride yesterday. We also had a Scottish Scottish pub lunch and walked around Inverness. Didn't find the monster, unfortunately. Next time, maybe. Good show. I'll check in again. All right, good. So I guess he's having fun in Scotland. And there you go. That's it for me. I got nothing else. I honestly forgot that I was supposed to record this until like 20 minutes ago. So I can't believe that I actually filled up. What? 8 minutes or so of time? Oh my God. Anyway, has it only been 8 minutes? Why does it feel like it's been a half hour? Oh my God. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye.